fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
I insisted first.
Don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
You'll get more than you expect with McValue at McDonald's. Like deals on your late night go-tos when the party goes till dawn. And savings on their faves. So date night always passes the vibe check. Plus, when the fam shows up for the weekend, you can show out for breakfast.
Buy one breakfast sandwich, add one for a dollar. Only in the app. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Valid once a day. Must opt into rewards. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel on this episode of Milan Coast to Coast. Well, we had our final game of the league phase of the Champions League tonight. Well, we seem to have known it was going to go on, but the players and the team, well, not so much. So we're going to dive into our thoughts of the game. We got a report card coming as well. No Gio tonight, so I had to bring in my tag team, heavyweight champion of the world. Me and Stevie P coming live a little earlier, possibly a little better for our European counterparts out there, Steve-O. We got, of course, the big derby coming on the weekend. Now we're going to have to be looking at a draw on Friday. So much emotions today, Steve. What do these people got to do if they haven't already?
They got to subscribe, Fab. Subscribe to the channel, guys. Very important. Hit that thumbs up. Hit the subscribe button. Smash that little bell, and you're going to get notified when Coast to Coast or Milan Weekly Podcast come online. Super chats are available, I think.
Yes, they are.
If not, who cares? Because it's one of those nights tonight. It just really sucks. Supper's not going to be the same.
Oof. I might not eat in protest, but let's not be ridiculous. Let's go!
Milan Weekly Podcast presents Milan Coast to Coast with your host, Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa!
Let's bring us in. Let's get this guy off my screen. What up, everybody? I'm Fabio, joined by my co-host tonight, Steve. We are not just Milan Coast to Coast tonight. We're Milan country to country because we got a Canadian, American thing going on here. North America's finest, Steve. Oh, my God, man. Final day of the league phase, and we're choking in Croatia tonight, man. Guys, like Steve mentioned in the soft open, super chats are open. So if you want to leave a question or comment, help us reach our goal of at least $100. We got two $5 in so far. We're up to 10. Let's go. We got to get Steve and Vinny together for their birthday on February 24th. Steve, man, let's get into it because I don't need to ask you how you're doing. I know you're upset. Dynamo Zagreb 2, Milan 1. We have a horrendous first half, giving up the first goal and then having a bonehead play by Musa, getting two quick yellow cards in a matter of 10 minutes, one for dissent, which is even worse. But, man, what are your thoughts on this game overall?
Yeah, so when me and Vinny went on, we talked about the Parma game, and that was unexplainable. Unexplainable what happened there. For those who tuned in, you knew my opinion on that game. Take 3 points, you run, and you're hoping to see something better today, especially what's on the line. What's what's worrying me and what really, really pissed me off is that, you know, you got to be mentally prepared for a game like this, especially away, especially for a team that had something to play with for. And so did you. And so did Milan. And unfortunately, you know, we have the mistake from Gabbia that, you know, can I say it happens all the time? No. Will it happen? Yes. It happened to him. But a team rallies around each other when it's time. They don't get flustered. Milan got completely flustered. And we talked about the mentality on Monday with Vinny. I'm going to talk about it again. These guys from, I'm not saying Mike Maignan. I'm keeping him out of this because he has the mental fortitude, but because of the position that he plays, he cannot contribute more than he contributes. The rest of them, from left back all the way to the striker on top, starting lineup, absolutely zero in terms of a report card for mental toughness.
Yeah, let's get straight into the report card, man, because this team really had no heart. Again, how many times do we see them just completely flat in the first half? It's just something, I don't know if the coach can really get into their mind that they need to come out with some fire. But, man, flat is probably an understatement. We're under the ground. That's how bad we are when we start. But let's go through the report card because everybody deserves a little moment of either maybe a slight little pat on the back or like Tommy used to do because it was infuriating tonight. But let's start with Mike, which I write down here. Usually Mike makes a few saves, does stuff to really lean me more towards the higher grade, Steve. And you know how we do here in America, A, B, C, D, or your F. There's no E here. Mike, I have to give him one, a D, because he's wearing the captain's armband. He didn't make any save. One of those saves would have been just a miracle for us in form of confidence, but he doesn't do anything. And he gets a yellow for a dissent, arguing about Musa's second yellow. So for me, I look at I wish there was something good I could say, but he's just another one of the players that didn't show up. I know he doesn't make any super egregious, but correct me if I'm wrong, but goalkeepers are supposed to make saves, right? So if he just makes one save, this game pans out a little different.
Yeah, so again, I have to disagree. The chances that Dinamo had were chances that a lot of keepers won't make a save on. True. So, you know, Gabbia's blunder causes a breakaway, and that more times than not is going to end up in the back of your net. And the other goal, Tomori, again, we see with the lack of defensive cover we have at the center back position. He's not able to close in on Piazza, which is an Italian name spelled in Serbian. You can't do much, Fabio. From the goalkeeper perspective, you know, once you're the captain and you're the goalkeeper, you're very far from the play. It's very rare that you get into the ref's face like the other captains. I think this ref was a little bit, you know, he started the game off great. I think he started the game off great. He wasn't going to take any garbage. He wasn't going to take anybody flopping around. And then it seemed like as if he felt that he needed to be a focal point in this game with, you know, I'm not making excuses for Musa, but a game that meant so much to both teams. I think that he had to understand the moment. And then that card for something very stupid was going to change the game because that ball on Musa commits a foul, and I agree. But that ball ends up in the first row. He's not catching that ball. It's not a clear chance on goal, you know? And I think the ref had to understand and maybe talk to him and say, look, stop doing it because you're going to end up with a red. Stop doing it because you're going to end up with a red. He doesn't do that, gives the card, and there's the game, right? So,
yeah. All right, let's go to Tomori now. Let's talk a little Tomori here. Now, Tomori starts him right back, finishes as a center back as he normally is. He looked bad, Steve. He looked bad. I had him, and like you mentioned, a little too slow. Needs to do better on the second goal. So I have him at a D, possibly an F. I would fail him. If you were Professor Steve, what grade would you give to Maury tonight?
Yeah, I give him D just because he's playing out of position at right back. I don't know if he's ever played there before, but for Milan, he hasn't. Look, they had to try something. I don't mind Constanzao trying things. I agree with the D for Tomori. I think he should have done much better on the second goal. That's not a goal that we give up. That's taking for granted that you have one of the best shot stoppers behind you, but you're in the six, and you got to get closer.
Absolutely. All right. So possibly my one of my flops of the match. He's in the running. I don't want to give it away. I'll leave a little anticipation. All right. But Gabbia, I'm sorry to say, man, he got kicked out in the middle of the glass. He gets an F. He was terrible. That play was egregious, Steve.
And it's not only that play, Fabio. After that play, which, you know, a lot of players make similar mistakes. Some will end up in a goal. Some will get away with murder. He doesn't get away with murder, but then looks completely rattled after that. And that's what worries me even more than the mistake, is that he was not able to get focused after that, so much so that they took him off. They took him off. So that's just saying, you know, one of the center backs where he's not carded, he's not, there's nothing happening there. I think Constanzao saw what we saw, is that he cannot get, and that's scary.
I think the moment just got him. I don't know what else to say. I know he's played in plenty of games, but he looked the weakest of the back line. And again, like you mentioned, that's saying something when you're playing with Tomori, who's out of position. But just that one play is enough. He's failing badly. Let's go our other center back, Pavlovich. What do you think on his grade overall tonight?
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insist. I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
I give Pavlovich a C.
Me too.
I think that, yes, he's the one who gives that pass to Gabbia, but again, it's Gabbia who makes the blunder. But besides that, I think he was okay. I think he was able to hold his own. And make some challenges. I think he was winning 50-50 balls, which we didn't win many of. So you're not going to get higher than a C in this in my report card.
I agree. A lot of people are going home. Maybe they're going to get the belt tonight when their parents see this report card. I agree with you 100%, Pavlovich C. All right, let's go to Deo Hernandez, the formerly known as Deo Hernandez, because I don't know what the hell this guy's doing half the time. On my sheet, Steve, I was just trying to keep track of the good moments I saw, more terrible moments I saw. But he has one good pass to Morata in the 15th minute. After that, shit pass to no one, losing the ball close to the corner flag for no reason. I mean, to me, this is, again, just for who he is, this isn't a D performance, close to an F, because you're the player, one of the players that we need to show up. We're getting nothing from the other side, and you put in this way below average performance that is never going to cut it. And if this is what we have going, as our friend Gio would love to say, pack your bags, motherfucker. You're not going to last much longer putting in shifts like this. So I'm giving him a D. What about you on Teo today?
No, for me, it's an F. An F because he's one of the more seasoned players. He's a Scudetto-winning champion. We talked about his performance against Parma with Vinny on Milan Weekly Podcast. Guys, we need more from this guy. We need more from this guy. And there's a guy who sits right in front of him on the field. And I say sits because it's exactly what he did. Who's going to get an F from me again. This is unacceptable. Guys, we can't. We can't continue like this. They got subbed off, the duo against Parma. Honestly, it was maybe not to cause more drama, but I wouldn't have been surprised if they would have both gotten off, subbed off at halftime if Musa doesn't take that red card, and if he doesn't want Gazzetta dello Sport to write a 19-page article on why he's subbing them out. But Theo Hernandez this year is a shell of the person that, you know, we need him to be. Has worn the armband during the Fonseca reign. I don't think it should ever go back. This team now belongs to Mike Maignan, and unfortunately, Theo gets an F.
I agree. I think I'm going to have to lead to F. Let's go our midfield now. We'll start with Fofana. Actually, no. Let's start with Musa because he fucks the whole game up. So let's start with him. This is ultimate F. I might kick him out of school. You know when you do something so bad they expel you? This might have been the moment for me. I said, you know what? I'm very patient with you. I get you're 20, 21, 22, whatever the fuck age is. But how many stupid performances do you got to get? There are good moments, and he had one last game. But today, oh, my God, man. The stupidity to get one. The one thing I hate more than anything, Steve, is getting yellow for arguing with the ref. When have you ever seen anybody argue, complain to the ref, and the ref in real time right there goes, you know what? You're right. I should change my call. It happens, so all the dissent and anger and bullshit you're yelling at him, it's for nothing. And today it was actually for something. It was for your fucking expulsion, you idiot. F for me, Steve. What are your thoughts on this moron Musa?
So red cards happen, and I have no problem with that. There's a time and a place for red cards. You're at the end of the game. There's that famous red card from Real Madrid. I think it's Rodrigo who takes one for the team, and they end up winning the championship because of that red card. You know what? I tip my hat to that. The guy is going in alone. It's a 2-1 game. You're in the 78th minute. Take it for the team.
That's true.
Two quick yellow cards. And this just shows, like, you know, we were talking about what we should name this episode, and we decided on choking in Croatia. Before that, I had Milan needs to grow up. And this is another example of, you know, the youth of Milan. We're going to call it the youth, but Musa does play on the American national team. Musa has played professional soccer for quite some time. You need to understand there's a time and a place. And he needed to understand what that was going to cause him or cost us if he takes that second yellow. And even the second yellow, is it a foul? Absolutely. I spoke a little bit earlier about what I think about the ref and what he should have done. But Musa, as a professional player, he has to just stay away from that challenge. There's nothing good that was going to come out of it. So F for Musa, absolutely F, expelled. They should seriously consider, you know, why. And that would be my question. Where's the rest of the midfield? Why were you not able to field someone else if you think that he's been having such horrible performances? We talked about Benny. And why does Benny not play a part? Is Benny playing in the derby on Sunday because Fofana's not playing? Now who do you suit up next to him? We're going to go with Musa again, Fabio? He's going to take a card against Inter in the Derby della Madonnina? Like, this is it's comical, though. And we're January 29th, Fabio. So, like, for all the guys who are angry at the management, right? Now, if I'm an owner, I start thinking, hey, what are you guys doing? This is when the owner needs to start questioning, what are you doing? Because it's not getting any better.
It's not. It's been clear as day. They need reinforcements in the midfield. And you know how many players we picked up? One more right back. That's it.
Yeah.
Before we got rid of the one that we wanted to get rid of. All right. Tijani, quickly. I don't know if I would say a C because, honestly, I didn't see him do anything even to say it was an average performance. So I have Tijani at a D.
Tijani D, but we didn't hear from him. He was not involved. I think this guy is gassed.
He's gassed 100%. And he got subbed out at the 88th minute. Actually, earlier, I don't remember what time. But all right, let's go Fofana because this one was a shit show. Now, Steve, what the hell is going on with Fofana? Do we know what position he's actually supposed to be playing? Is he that number eight? He's back there to break up the play. Today, he was shooting. He had a lot of moments. But offensively, all right, so you don't want him to be like the CDM. He's supposed to be a little more, right? Can I tell you, this guy couldn't buy a shot on target? Every shot he shoots, it's like he's off. He's like the earth is off its axis, you know? He's all over the place. He's always leaning back to put it up into the crowd. Never on target. And he holds on the ball way too long in positions where he can clearly distribute the ball well, and he loses the ball, loses possession. And honestly, this is a D performance because I feel like an F is really bad, and I don't think he had that bad of a game, but his shooting leaves so much to be desired. So let's go with a D.
D for Fofana. He should not be anywhere near the cam. Why he's there is, I'm going to give him credit, but I don't even think it's him, because I think as a player, I tip my hat to Cannavaro, really love him. As a coach, I think he's just not really there. He gets the position because of his name. But the book is out. Once you take out Reindeers from the midfield and you isolate him, you're forcing everybody else in that trio to make passes that they're not comfortable making and be in places that they're not comfortable being. Fofana at the edge of the box is like putting my 11-year-old Gianfranco on that field and trying to make him hit the net. And I probably think he would hit the net.
I mean, my money's on Gianfranco. My money's not on Fofana hitting the net. All right, let's go to what pretends to be our attacking trio. Let's talk about the only one that's worth a damn this game. We'll start with Pulisic on our right side. Now, he gets a yellow for dissent as well. So I'm going to put him down just like I put Musa down. I get it. I get Christian's fiery. He felt the injustice of that call. But come on. Let's not provoke so early in the game, 26 minutes down. Fofana's broke. That's right. He broke the orbit of the fucking earth. Pulisic, again, wasn't looking that great until he makes something out of a great little pass from Tomori. Very surprised Tomori did that. But Pulisic gets our only goal, and he's the only one. And he's the one that makes the pass that should have got Leão's penalty, but it didn't happen. My only B of the night, I'm going for Pulisic.
No, I said it. I'm sticking with it. I think there was too much garbage in Pulisic's game tonight to get canceled out by that goal. Again, great goal.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
Don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
The giveaways are starting to bother me, Fat. And I think it's because he's trying to do too much. And because he has to do too much. Because let's go to the next two players, because this is what happens when you have to do too much. Morata, F. Leão, F. Let's start talking about those players, because those are the players that bother me the most. Because Morata is absolutely fucking useless. He is absolutely...
Have you been talking to his wife?
No, he's fucking useless, you know, and I get it. You played in the vacation league of the Spanish La Liga, where there's only two teams, you know, 2.5 teams. Let's put Atletico Madrid in there. And everybody else is you're walking around. No offense to those fan bases, but that's what I feel, and that's what I'm going to say. He's here. I don't even know why he's here. And it's another guy who passed through and touched the black and white of Juventus. And it just agitates me so much to watch him play, because he's going to do things that you're going to say, you know what? He's putting in an effort. He's tracking back.
He's a false six.
Yeah, exactly. He's a false six. He's not a false nine, because he doesn't do anything else. And it's hard to digest, especially when you can't score goals. It's hard to digest. And Leal tonight, absolutely trash tonight. He did not do anything. Absolutely nothing. He looked not interested at all. Like, are you guys going out in Croatia later because you have reservations? I don't understand what I was watching, especially from Leal. It's, you know, and that run off the ball was fine. I think it was pretty cheap, that fake foul. Elbow. I don't even think it was a foul. I'm just so disgusted that I don't even want to bring it up and complain about it. But Constanzao needs to have a sit down and has to have a retiro. Everybody don't go home. Everybody come to Milanello and spend a week at Milanello till the derby. The good old retreat. Let's take them away from their families. They get paid a shit ton of money to perform. They're not performing. Something needs to change. And now I saw it in the chat. I forgot who put it up there. But yeah, I agree. Ownership now needs to start looking at, you know, Ibra, Moncada, and Furlani and say, guys, what's happening? What are you doing? It's not the coach. You know, Fonseca had his faults. I'm not going to go away from that. I stand by my opinion of him. I don't think he was the right coach for Milan. I do think that this is the attitude. This is the type of coach that Milan needs, with Constanzao, a bit of a hard ass. But remember, everybody, these are not his players. They're not the players that he selected. Not the players that, you know, he wanted to buy in the summer. I don't even know
these are the players that Fonseca selected.
I would have thought that maybe someone he would have put in a word or here or there. But who knows, right? Maybe Fonseca didn't even have a word on it.
Well, I just want to say my two thoughts. Morata, useless. I've had enough. I don't know why he gets a start over Tammy anymore. He's not in good form. He's not scoring goals. Why you keep playing him? Leal, I mean, slipping, falling, losing the ball. Every time he touched the ball, it's possible that Leal made no good choices tonight. Should have made a better cross, slipping on the floor, losing the ball, shit being just running, trying to run out of ball, just fucking terrible. Foul calls, the no penalty, which fucked that us up. And his only little shot he took was a soft save that was very easy for the keeper to push out. No danger. Honestly, I think about Leal, and this is not a good look. I don't want to turn my back and say I'm ready to move on or anything like that, because I still feel there's a lot of good in there. I just don't know what's going on. Maybe they need to lock him in. Lock him in there for the whole week. Turn this mentality around. It's too big of a game coming to have another game like this where we look like shit. Come on, man. Let's just go through quickly our subs. Chukwueze came in at halftime for Morata. Now,
F.
Yeah, I thought he was all right. I mean, he just makes too many bad choices.
Fabio, he sucks. He has no right foot. It's like we're playing with a one-legged winger.
You're very right there. Hold on. Who else came in? Tarasciano. Any thoughts on Tarasciano?
I don't mind him.
Why didn't he start?
I don't know why he didn't start, but I didn't mind his game. I think he came in with maybe a little bit less pressure because he couldn't do worse than Gabbia, that's for sure.
That's true.
And he couldn't do worse than any right back we fielded this year. So, hey, power to him, right? I didn't mind him. I didn't mind him against Hellas Verona. I don't mind him when he comes in as a sub. I think Constanzao trusts him. I think if we can trust him a bit more and we can be patient as a fan base, maybe he can turn into something, you know, a reliable substitute for maybe Fofana or anybody in the midfield. Or if, you know, if we decide that he's a center back now, because we don't know.
No, we keep playing him left back. It's a midfielder, right back. We'll put him wherever we need. Last two subs that we're going to just mention. Tammy Abraham, he has one chance. That's a really weak header in the 84th minute. That, come on, do a little better. Maybe he does something, give you a chance. And then fucking Noah Okafor. The guy who was not healthy enough to leave, he's back. We put him on the dying embers of this game. He had a shit shot on a great chance in the 88th minute. What are your thoughts on these two bums?
Tammy Abraham, D. I think he has to do better on that header. That's why he's there. And that's why, answering the question in the chat, why Morata starts over Tammy Abraham, is because Tammy Abraham almost looks like he doesn't want to win the starting position. Because when he starts, he does absolutely shit. And when he comes on, yeah, he'll score that goal. Remember, guys, the goal of the Super Cup was a tap-in. Me and Fabio could have put that in. He didn't do anything there. And, you know, and if we go to Okafor, well, look, Fabio, again, do you blame him for not being ready? When's the last time he played? And he was halfway out the door. That's what's happening when you're putting in guys like that. So why are you putting in Okafor if he's not ready?
Yeah,
that's a bit on Consensau. I have to say that the switches were a bit strange. Why Chikwueze first? You're a man down, okay, but again, Morata runs anyway, so might as well make him continue running.
Yeah, I would have. You know, I think Musa just getting that second yellow, just it messed the whole game plan. Messed the whole game. Anthony, big time again, Anthony. Boom. I feel bad for Consensau with the players he's having to deal with. Jerry needs to put in the Three Stooges on blast for this season. That would be nice. That would be nice. Anthony, big ups, man. We're up to 15. Get it going. I love it. But, Steve, last report card we got to give out has to go to the coach. What's our grade on the coach?
D.
D. Bad start. Shouldn't have been starting Tomoria right back. Maybe could have went with Tereshanu. Maybe could have went with Tammy Abraham up front. Maybe could have had a better game plan to get these idiots over the line, but it didn't happen. Top and flop. Flop is really the intriguing part. I think the only top probably should be Pulisic, correct?
Correct.
Who's your flop of this game? Because there's really only two choices.
For me, it has no choice. And again, Gabbia is a soccer play. Musa is just a complete brain dead play. And it's going to go to Musa because this is unacceptable.
I agree. Musa fucked this whole game up. He's easily my flop, despite Gabbia just being terrible. And you know the interesting thing? As you know, I met Gabbia and Pobega this summer. Got to talk to both of them. And within 2 minutes on the television, I got to watch Gabbia choke a goal away and Pobega score one for Bologna in a Champions League game. Real nice. Real nice. All right, let's go now. We look at our draw, Steve. I know a lot of people are surprised because not many people even knew there was a draw to this particular stage of the Champions League. But there is, guys. So let me just bring it up here for us to look at. All right. Well, I'll just tell you because I'm not going to project it on the screen. So at the moment, Milan sitting in 13th place. Obviously, the top eight where we were. That was the position we wanted to be in because it would have automatically got us into the final 16. But since we are losers and we can never string anything together, we have fallen now again into this playoff stage of the two-legged affair where we at 13 and PSV at 14 now sit in a position that they're going to draw which team is going to play against the other set, which is the 19th and 20th position. At the moment, 19th is Feyenoord or whatever the hell that team is called.
Hey, Feyenoord, they have the striker that we want to buy.
Exactly. So we're not going to get him, and he's probably going to score on us. That's exactly what's going to happen. The other game.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insist. I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
Well, the other opportunity who it could be is the 20th place, La Juve. The old lady sitting there. I don't know even if this is possible. I thought maybe they would avoid same countries together, but maybe they don't give a shit at this point. And maybe we get another two games against Juve. So you see our opportunity here. Oh, by the way, even if we were to win and progress, crazy idea. We have either Arsenal or fucking Inter waiting for us. Awesome. So I say to you, Steve, looking at where we are now, what are your thoughts? Do you hope to get Juve? Yeah, we're going to find this out on Friday, but what are your thoughts?
I can't pretend to sit here and say that I watch Feyenoord play besides Jimenez that we want to sign, and it's going to be very unlikely that we sign him now. Even if we sign him, he won't be able to play.
Willie, because I thought cup ties don't matter anymore. That's what people were telling me one of the last shows. So even
I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if they changed that rule. I'm going with the rule that I know, which is they're cup tied and they can't play. So let's say they can't play. He can't play. Honestly, I think our best bet is to catch Juve again, because we got embarrassed the second half of that last Juve game. Juve lose again, I think. It was 1-0 when I think that they lost to Benfica and didn't look anything better than we did. So, let's see.
Oh, yeah, Jimenez got hurt today. We'll see.
Of course.
He's right. You know, he knows how to really fit that Milan bill, right? Getting injured already before he gets to us. Right on track to be a Milan player. Definitely right. To me, I know it sounds crazy, but yep, no cup tie. All right, so that's why Kyle Walker, I don't think he could have played this game, but the next round, it doesn't matter anymore. So I don't know much about Feyenoord or whatever the hell they're called, but you know what? Bring on Juve. Bring on Juve. I dance with the devil. Let's go. You know what? It's either Supercoppa Milan's going to show up, or it could be Snooze Fest Milan Juve, like back in November. But Juve's struggling too. They do not look strong. Let's hit them back one more time. That's what I say. Big up. Got to give him a shout out because he put it up there. Adrian, another $2 for the super chat. You guys are the best. Keep them
coming. Thank you, Adrian.
All right, Stevie, let's preview, man. Derby on, what is it? Sunday, right? Main event, Sunday night, the 2:45 game for us. How bad do you think it's going to be? Because this is not the Supercoppa, all right? This is not going to be like that. This is an Inter who's not coming off a holiday, who's not in another country. This is an Inter that's winning all of their games, that's kicking ass in the Champions League. And here we come, hobbled and brokenhearted. We're the home team. Unless the Curva is going to inject the players with some heart up their ass, I do not see us coming out with a win here, Steve.
They need to find some answers, Fabio, or it's going to be very ugly.
I don't know if we have the answers. We don't.
We don't. And we're not going to sign anybody. And this is going to be an ultimate fail. This is going to be an ultimate fail of a mercato for the management. It cannot be that only Serie A can't sign in the winter or don't understand how to sign and strengthen in the winter. It can't be that everybody that we target is also targeted by every single other Italian team. Is it because we follow Milan too closely? I don't know. But, you know, Inter does have some injuries. It looks like Hakan's not playing. It doesn't really matter, but the Iranian striker's not playing either because Thuram and Lautaro are going to be playing. Thuram and Lautaro are two strikers that could both start on the Milan side, guaranteed. And the Iranian striker, Taremi, as well. I think he could start too. That's the problem. It's that Inter is so deep that the injury, let's say the loss of Fofana for us, really hits us hard. For them, Hakan not playing, okay, we're going to slot in Mkhitaryan. And, you know, Barella has a little bit of a knock. We're going to slide in Fratesi. We don't have that luxury. We don't have that luxury, and I don't think we have the management to think that far.
And we only have a few days left, I believe, only until this weekend. Isn't that correct, right? The window will close on the 31st. That's it. Friday, at some point, it's going to close, and we're going to be stuck with the same players. Let me guess. Oh, this guy coming back from injury is like a new signing. All right, that's what we get. We got one player, Kyle Walker, fine. But come on, man. We need a striker. We need midfield help. I don't even think we have a fourth center back.
We got that player, Kyle Walker, who was linked to no one.
No one. Exactly. Exactly. But we're 97% going to get, you know, Ricci in the window. Ricci. Yeah. Yeah, right. Now it's like that 3% is 100% now. All right. Let's just mention again the people here. Guys, big ups to John. This comment to be seriously look forward to watching you two coast to coast, guys. Hilarious, accurate, and sad all at the same time. Love it. Appreciate the time you put in and give for this. It's cheap therapy. So grazie. You're very welcome, man, John.
Thank you.
Listen, Anthony again. Big ups to you, Anthony, for the comment. Conceição, he has a lot on his plate. These players are way too diva-like, and they're not putting the performances that we need from them. We really do we think anything's going to happen? Steve, would it be something you expect? Is Jerry going to fire anybody before the end of the season? I think for sure somebody will get fired. But is somebody going to get canned if we get another couple of bad? If we don't make it past the next stage, if we lose to Inter, if we get knocked out by Roma in just a short time, could it be a bloody February?
I would, if it would be my team and I owned it, yes, there would be a Valentine's Day
massacre,
because I need to start thinking to next year, and this is what the team has to be thinking of. Yes, there is this year to navigate and orchestrate, which the goal is get as far as you can in Champions League and at least make it into a Champions League spot. But we have to start thinking to next year because we cannot start off slow like this. We need to be organized. We need to understand who we have to identify and purchase fast, early in the mercato, not late, and get things over with.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. I hope there is a bloody massacre this Valentine's Day because I would want somebody's head. I am the crowd that wants blood, right, Steve? You know, like medieval times. I'm one of the people in the square yelling, put that motherfucker in a noose. Get that guy gone. I've had enough with these guys. You know what? Big up. Let's have a mercato where we buy Italian players. Yeah, all right. We barely have any on our team, let alone starting for the team. We have some of the worst players that get to start are the Italians. Not good. God forbid we buy people. Again, Adrian, big ups for the super chat. You guys are awesome. No, Adrian, you are awesome, bro. Steve, come on. Parting shot time. What you got? What are your parting shots here for us?
Parting shots is I'm very disgusted after today's performance. I know it didn't really mean much, but it meant a lot to me. I really thought that this team was going to turn it around after the Super Cup. I really thought that we were going to be heading in a more positive direction. So far, I don't see that. And that's the sad part for me. My other shot would have to be, guys, the derby is coming. The derby is how I would love to always continuously have this on a loop. The derby is the derby. It's the season within the season. We won once. Let's at least give our fans something else. Let's get it again. Let's get this one again. Let's try to win it. And we need the points if we're going to make a move. So let's go.
Indeed, indeed. I will echo that as one of my parting shots this weekend. This is not like any other game, not like anything else. But imagine if we go out there and for a third time in one season, we defeat Inter. That would be something. At least it's a step in the right direction because we've been embarrassed by Inter too many times recently. And this Sunday, an ass-whooping would be exactly kind of the thing we were trying to get away from. And I would hope that this team comes out with some heart.
Couldn't agree more.
But you know what? Maybe it's the players, Steve. It's the players, right? So I did a little research. We had identified this guy a few weeks ago, you and me. There's a guy walking around Montreal that he might be the Bizarro World, Theo Hernandez. If we could get him out on the field, I think we could have, maybe he plays right wing, maybe he plays right back, maybe he could play left back. Maybe he's a striker. When I see a guy like this, I say, this guy can get a couple of headers. This is who we need on the field, Steve.
It's Steve-O Hernandez.
If Steve-O Hernandez is on the field, he will be putting in a shift every week. That's all I know. That's all I know. I just want to apologize to Presidente because not once did I go to his TikTok formula that he wanted. So I'm sorry, Marcello. But guys, just want to echo, if you're around near a club, one of your clubs, especially Milan Club Montreal, Milan Club New York City, Milan Club Boston, Philly, everywhere else, all around the world, go check out your local club for this week's game. Because ride or die, if you're like me, and Steve knows I'm insane, when I'm home by myself, there's no knowing what I'll do. But at least around people, like-minded people, who maybe can calm me down, bring me back down to earth, that losing against Inter will not be the worst thing in the world. Life goes on. But in here, I might break something. Neighbors hear a maniac screaming. You don't want that. So I tell you all, especially if you're in the greater New York area, come to Legends Bar Football Factory, 33rd and 5th Avenue. Come to the club. Hopefully I'll be there. I'm not sure. I don't want to make promises. But Steve, any other final words before we peace out tonight, man?
Yeah, same thing here, guys. Go meet us. The Milan Club Montreal will be at Chocharo in St. Leonard, Montreal. Guys, great food, great fun, and hopefully 3 points for Milan.
That's all we want, Milan. Show up with heart and make us proud. Another performance like tonight, it's one we don't want to see, and it makes us very, very disappointed in our beloved Milan. These are the European Knights. This is supposed to be in our DNA. Well, tonight, they took our blood and they gave us a colonoscopy. It was not good and we didn't need it. Please, Milan, do something and do more. Everybody, have a great night. Thank you to Steve. Gio, wherever you are, keep working hard. And we'll see you hopefully pretty soon, if not Monday night.